there's something very unique about us creatures. And one of the things that is deeply unique about us is our capacity to be able to encapsulate history and to be able to transfer it to a new generation. If you look at the nature of the mammalian world, or in fact you look at the nature of any kind of life form, that the amount of information that can actually be passed on to a new generation, though it can sometimes seem fairly complex, the way a mother will teach its young to hunt and things like that, the fact of the matter is that humanity has an enormous gift of being able to store information and being able to pass that information on. That gift is in the next two hexagrams. The 11th gate and the 12th gate have a deep, deep relationship to each other. They are an opposition in the wheel. They were instrumental in what was one of the most important mutations that ever took place in humanity. That is the mutation that took place in the larynx, which allowed the vocal chamber to open up and gave us the capacity to be able to articulate in language, or what we would become, would learn to call language. It is through this capacity that we have to create language, complex ways in which we can translate experience into something that is transferable and lasting, that makes us so unique. It is a marvel that human beings have experienced throughout time, that each generation seems to have an advantage and seems to move faster than the next. And it's one of the things that, in fact, genetically we pride ourselves on. In fact, it has to do with the capacity of being able to transfer the information. The 11th gate, the gate of ideas, the gate of peace, is one of the things to see clearly that the ideal of the 11th gate is in the fourth line. Very unusual line. Three different possibilities in terms of activations, all of which are very special. The sage, the teacher, the guru. In other words, built into the 11th gate is a very special capacity. It is the capacity to transfer historical information. You know, yesterday we were walking in the woods and the man I was walking with picked up a mushroom, ate it, and dropped dead. Please do not eat this mushroom. In other words, to be able to pass on information, to be able to add to our capacity to be able to stay alive and to be able to progress faster. In other words, built into us genetically is that human beings, once they get to a certain point, start teaching. That's us. You know, we're always teaching. We're either teaching our young or trying to teach our partners or trying to teach our friends or trying to teach our lovers. We're always trying to teach somebody something. It is in our nature to pass along that information. And not only do we want to teach them, we want to reference it with what happened yesterday. Don't do today what you did yesterday. Not only that, but some people actually keep diaries and write it down. You want to know what you did yesterday? I'll open it up and I'll show you. I live in an email world where I'm reminded of things that I say months and years later. This is what you said. Really? I said that? You know, so the thing to recognize about the 11th gate is that the 11th gate is a very interesting thing. The 11th gate is there to get us to accept historical precedent and to use it as an instrument for guiding us into a better future. Oh boy, is that ever dangerous? Nonetheless, it's nice to have teachers. And of course, that's what's built into the 11th gate. The difficulty with that is that the 11th gate is rooted in the feeling that we call belief. In other words, there are no facts. This is scary. And of course, this is why when we go back historically, if you want to take a look historically at what happened in the last 5 years in a government anywhere, it's pretty easy to find material from every spectrum, left, right, center, you know, from another planet, whatever. You can find all these perspectives to look at that and have a sense of what's going on. But we all know from looking at early history that if you go back and you look at early history, all you have is basically things you have to believe in. You know, you got to believe that Jesus was in the world. You got to believe that Abraham was in the world. You got to believe that Moses was in the world. You can't trust that. The facts don't work very well. You got all these people trying to find the facts in what is basically belief ideas. You know, I love Gilgamesh. Now, I don't know if Gilgamesh ever existed. I don't actually care. It's a great story. And so in the beginning, what we had was a lot of stories guiding us, what we call folk tales, folk traditions, mythologies, all of these things. And they were rooted in teaching us, but teaching us through belief. It's very important to understand. Not teaching us through fact, teaching us through belief. This is the way things work, and if you don't believe this, our God, the mad golden calf, is going to kill you. You know, there's all these beliefs that are built into it as a way of guiding us, as a way of educating us, as a way of trying to provide us with a way in which we can move more safely. It's a very, very interesting mechanism, the 11th gate.